The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, you know it. Welcome in. This is Tuesday. It's called Speak Up, and my name is Barbara, and I am so glad that you're with us today. You know, one of our recurring themes is your good health, bringing you medical and health information from a variety of sources, local and regional. And recently, for example, we talked with the chief dietitian at North Idaho Cardiac Rehab. And just last week, in honoring our veterans, in addition, we had a gentleman here from a healing center here in Sandpoint focusing on traumatic brain injury treatment that they do at their center here in Sandpoint. So we bring you lots of good information, and today we are visiting with two doctors with Cornerstone Direct Primary Care Clinic. Again, here in Sandpoint, we're looking at the resources they offer for your good health and maybe even good for your pocketbook. We're going to find out. With us are Drs. Renata Moon and Ray Rodriguez. Ray is on his way. He hasn't arrived yet, but we know he'll get here. So they're here to share some good information with you. So, all right, all that right after our first break right now.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
The Murphy bed is a truly instant guest bed. You can convert it from a handsome cabinet to a comfy queen bed in less than a minute. When it's all closed, it takes up less than 10 square feet of floor space with a gel memory foam mattress. Perfect for a loft area, bonus room, or rental property. Offered in several styles and finishes, it's easy to use, easy to love. Visit our 30,000 square feet of home furnishings and flooring. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. We're unique, we're different, and we're worth the drive.
This holiday, Grocery Outlet is uncorking the gift of good cheer. Take an extra 20% off every bottle of wine now through November 12th. Stock up for entertaining, for gifting, or for yourself. Make your holidays sparkling, or red, or white, or rosé. The extra 20% off wine sale at Grocery Outlet, now through November 12th. Stock up, save big, and enjoy the holidays. Drink responsibly.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Don't let cold season make you miserable. Try the quick drug-free solution for nasal congestion, Navage. Navage uses gentle suction to flush out your sinuses with refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all winter long. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at select warehouse clubs in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local retailer today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
All right, welcome back in, everyone. Join me as I say hello to Dr. Renata Moon. May I call you Renata?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, thank you. Welcome in, and you are a pediatrician, is that correct?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. Yes, I'm a practicing pediatrician.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you came into Sandpoint and also got involved with Cornerstone.
It's such a long story, but I think just to keep it simple, I grew up here in Idaho. So my dad was a professor at the University of Idaho, and I don't think there is a Forest Service road in Idaho that I haven't been on at some point with my family when I was growing up. You know, we would go on all the old back roads every weekend, and watching my dad drive was always challenging because he would be looking at something else and not the cliff right next to us. But so I love Idaho. And I guess the long story short would be that I practiced for many years in Spokane. Mm-hmm. And the last 4 years saw so much of our freedom taken away that I honestly was just horrified about the direction that healthcare is going in. Mm-hmm. And I said enough. And a lot of great things came together, and I'm really happy to be able to provide pediatric services here at Cornerstone DPC.
You know, the message that I want our listeners to understand and why in being concerned about the issue of medical freedom in the regular medical community, not to disparage them necessarily, but what drew you into direct primary care, define what is direct primary care, and why do you as a doctor feel like you have more freedom with your patients, and what is it that's freeing you up there?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question that way, because I don't want to disparage any of the wonderful healthcare, you know, providers, physicians here in the area, but it's become really clear, I think, to many people, if not most people at this point, that we have major conflicts of interest in the healthcare world. So when you go into an exam room, and I'm talking more about what I saw in Spokane at this point, but when you go into an exam room, it's not just your physician sitting there talking with you about your child's health, but it's your employer. Their employer is involved. The insurance company is involved. There are a lot of other actors there pulling at your physician and having them say things to you that really may or may not be true for your own child's health, right? And these are silent entities that are in the room with
but
you.
Powerful. Even,
but very powerful entities. And that became really clear to me very early on during this pandemic. I think it really brought all this to light. So the goal of a DPC, it stands for direct primary care. So while we certainly encourage you to have health insurance, and we want you to have that, that's a decision that you make for your own family, our group doesn't take your health insurance. So that's something that you have as an aside, and we're here to help you with your healthcare needs independent of any pressures and pulls from a health insurance company or from our employer.
You know, I think it's important to, like, one of the things you've emphasized is the issue of insurance. You do not use insurance at direct primary care. People may have insurance. They may have health insurance for other issues, hospitalization or operations or trauma and ER. Those, then your insurance will kick in. But I'm not sure if I'm going to use the right phrase, Renata, Dr. Moon, is that when you go in for like wellness checks and you go in for ongoing care, it's really just you and your physician. The insurance is not calling the shots. Is that right?
That's right. Your insurance is not in the room with us when we're having a conversation. And again, we encourage you to have insurance because if something more catastrophic happens and you end up with a hospital bill, that would obviously be potentially damaging to your family's finances. But when you come and see us, we're not being pressured and pulled. And so to give you an example, just from just a recent example, when I was working in a clinic that did take insurance, like I've done for the majority of my career, you know, I ordered a CAT scan on a patient that really needed a CAT scan. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with the neuroradiologist who would be seeing the patient at some point in Spokane. I spoke with the radiologist that was going to be obtaining the, I think the neurosurgeon and the radiologist, two different specialists who both recommended a CAT scan. And within minutes, I actually had an insurance company on the phone telling me I couldn't order that study. They wanted something different. They wanted the family to drive hours to have a test done that didn't need to be done. We already had a plan for this family. And so your insurance company gets very involved in ways that you don't even know about that can be damaging to your overall health. And so this takes that out of the equation.
Yeah. You know, I have a personal example without going into too many details, but regarding a DEXA that was showing something a year ago, and I was talking to my doctor about having a follow-up DEXA this year. It wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm. Had to be every 2 years. It didn't matter what the DEXA was saying or what my age or anything about me personally and my situation that would, and my doctor definitely would have done a DEXA, except not covered by insurance. And I don't know what the cost was, but we just decided that the plan without the DEXA giving us feedback would be an okay way to go. But I felt, just what you're saying, I felt really kind of corralled in not a really good way.
Yeah, I've had interesting conversations, as you might imagine, with insurance companies over the years. And one that stands out, you know, I just said to this person, I said, really, what is your training when you're telling me that we can't do this for this patient? Their training was not anything to do with
their
medicine.
Their training
was money. And then I said, who's the doctor here, me or you? I was polite, mm-hmm. but I got my point across, and they approved the study that we needed for the patient. But, you know, they're trying to manage your health care, and it's not okay. It's not okay.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's turn our attention right now to Dr. Ray Rodriguez. Let me get that microphone right in front of you. Thank you for being with us. Welcome in. And we were just kind of talking generally about the definition and the description of direct primary care. Anything that you would add for our listeners? Dr. Moon was talking about how insurance, you know, you guys do not go through insurance, even though insurance is important to have for other catastrophic issues. Anything else about direct primary care that you can add?
Well, I think a big benefit to direct primary care is you have that accessibility to see us as providers. We're available 24/7. And so a patient could literally just pick up the phone, call, and we'll pick up the phone when they call. So we are available. It's not like they got to wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks before they're seen. So the availability, accessibility is there.
Well, let's talk about that, because what I was reading is with direct primary care, did I read correctly? You have 24-hour a day, 7 days a week access to a doctor. Maybe it is your doctor that you've been consulting with or some doctor who's like on call. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, we basically... we have the phone available, so any calls that come in, we do answer them, and we a lot of it could be handled remotely, mm-hmm. but it's not like we're turning patients away. We will address their concerns. If they have to be seen in the emergency room for more emergent problems, certainly we'll direct them that way.
Exactly.
But the other aspect to direct primary care is the fact that we are seeing patients in a way where we are scheduling up to an hour appointment, so we want to get to know the patient completely. It's not just a five-minute visit and, oh, what's your immediate problem? No, we want to address every problem the patient does have to get to know the person, the patient, in a way where, because a lot of these problems do arise many times from underlying other issues, emotional. Mm-hmm. So we try to address the emotional, the physical, even the spiritual aspects. And patients love it, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think it's hard. I'll just say, as a patient, yes, I am very well aware. The nurse comes in, and it's just like rapid BP, you know, like boom, boom, boom. Kind of makes me nervous. They're moving around so fast. And then I sit and I wait for the doctor for X amount of time. And when that happens, I do feel under pressure to get to it.
Right.
There's not a lot of exploration.
Right.
There's just more of a kind of an immediate, what's the problem?
As right.
I don't know how to explain it, but as a patient, but I can feel that speed of both the what's going on and what we're going to do about it. And I'll just say up front, since I'm not the doctor here, it's typically a pharmaceutical answer. Mm-hmm. You know, right. There's yet another pill.
Right. And part of our vision and our goal and through our clinic is we are a freedom-based clinic, so we're not imposing restrictions on direction of care. Mm-hmm. We're not being directed or guided or forced to treat patients a certain way. We treat them how they should be treated, how they want to be treated, and we give them that freedom to choose. We're not pushing vaccinations. I mean, if you know, so we're not forcing them to wear masks. I mean, so we do impose, not impose, but we do have that freedom-based part to our clinic.
Yeah. I want to go back to something. This can be for both of you to comment on. I did say, you know, that sometimes the answer that you get from mainstream medicine is a pharmaceutical answer. Well, just as we said, sometimes the pharmaceutical answer is good. You may need a pill for a while to straighten something out. I don't know. And so that's leading me to one of your new services, Ray and Dr. And Renata, is you have a pharmacy now at Cornerstone, which, you know, I think is wonderful. So let's explore what is the pharmacy offering at Cornerstone?
Sure. And that's been a blessing, having the pharmacy on site. And it's a pharmacy. We have a good supply of generic drugs. You know, it could be antibiotics, it could be antihypertensives, a good spread of different kinds of medicines available at a very discounted price. Mm. Being that we're a nonprofit clinic, we are able to purchase these medications at a very discounted price. So that when patients get the medicine through us, they're amazed. Wow. I mean, is this all? Yeah. I mean, $2 versus, you know, $60.
Yeah. You know, unless you have a really good drug deal.
Coverage, right. Right. So patients love it. And it's convenient. They don't have to be going to a pharmacy waiting, you know, for it. They could just get it right there on the spot.
Renata, what about the pharmaceutical options at the pharmacy at Cornerstone that are more natural medicines? What is happening there? Or are there?
Yeah, well, I just started. So to be honest with you, I have yet to prescribe any medication. I don't even know what we have there. So Dr. Ray would be the best to answer that.
Okay, thank you.
And that's another aspect to our pharmacy. We have incorporated natural supplements to help some of these ailments like high cholesterol. We do carry products
like red yeast rice
berberine is another one.
Okay.
We have the vitamin D, we have the omegas, you know, so we do have a supply of that as well.
About hormone replacement that are bio-natural? I don't want any, I don't take any, but a lot of women that I talk to, you know, they want some kind of a natural hormonal to move through menopause or something.
Right. Yeah, currently we don't have that, but the thing is we could order these medicines when the indication's there and when the need is there, and we get them like in a day time, we get it the following day. So it's a great service for our patients. They love it, and that's a big part to our service now.
Yeah, yes.
I just would add, though, with pediatrics, we really do want to try to avoid antibiotics when possible. And in many cases, it's possible. So depending on what the child's diagnosis is, we can talk through it. You know, does this warrant an antibiotic? Is this, or can we give it 24, 48 hours, see how things are going? Then obviously, if it's needed, it's needed. But I think a conversation around that. We certainly have wonderful pharmacies here in the area that we can use also if needed, outside of what we have available at our own pharmacy. So
I'm really glad that you brought that up in light of pediatric care, your specialty. And so that gets me to a question. I don't know what the number is, but it seems to me a newborn baby over, I don't know what the time frame is, but it's like 60 now. It's like up 50, 60 vaccinations that if you give birth in a hospital, that your baby is going. Am I getting close to that number?
It's a really high number.
It's a really high number. Mm-hmm. So is that something that you deal with in pediatric care, or do you see the baby later when they're coming in, not for delivery and vaccinations in the hospital, but you see them later?
Well, I take care of children from birth until about 18 years of age. So I see a big spectrum of, of kids. And, to answer your question, it's difficult. I think every family needs to be allowed to make their own choice in terms of what they'll tolerate for risk and what we think the benefit is of different products. And so I think it's just an individual conversation. COVID really brought this out.
Yes.
It brought out the corruption that we have in our pharmaceutical companies, our regulatory agencies, and the advice that is being given. And so, this is not a secret. I've been very public about my stance on the COVID-19 shots. I spoke out about my concern regarding the safety or the danger of the COVID-19 shots for children, for young adults, and mm-hmm. for children. I spoke at a Senate hearing about that in 2022. And as a result of that, I had been employed as a professor of medicine over in Washington State. My medical school was very upset that I had spoken at that Senate hearing on my personal time off and came after me. So that there's a lot that has happened that has opened my eyes to mm-hmm. the corruption that is out there in the sense of our inability to speak, our inability to have one-on-one discussions. So I think it's an individual discussion with each family to see what they would like to do. We don't offer shots within our clinic itself. We would send you to the health district for those shots, for those vaccines.
I'm even one step removed as a patient to know what is going on and to understand, what to do. And so to be able to have doctors, talk to you about options even, and you have the right to refuse, I'm not going to push this vaccine on you. Here it is. If they wanted to go take that vaccine, COVID, for example, they can go do it. Go to Sandpoint Superdrug and you've got your booster right there or your flu shot. But to be able to talk to a doctor who will not push that on you, wants to talk about what your rights are and what some of the risks are, especially for children, but I think even for adults. But anyway,
For all of us, it comes down to informed consent. Mm-hmm. And informed consent means you have to be informed.
Yes.
And it means you have to give consent. This is pretty simple. And what happened during the COVID years was that we were all told to be quiet. We were all told safe and effective when it came to the COVID shot, which clearly it is not.
Not true.
And I think everyone sees that. And we were forced to be quiet as physicians. So those of us, there are many who stayed quiet. I was one who spoke out very early on and very loudly and felt the wrath of these companies and the pressure from these entities mm-hmm. for having spoken, but I will not be silent. I'll continue to speak.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. And on our side, people were fired, military were let go. We were, kind of harassed by our physicians. It was like we were making a big mistake in their opinion. And when we held firm, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now.
Sandpoint Superdrug is your one-stop holiday shop. We have a large selection of Christmas gifts, decor, and home products, Traeger and Weber barbecues, stocking stuffers, games, tools, greeting cards, gift certificates, and more. Sandpoint Superdrug has it all. And don't forget, it's flu season. Visit us today for your flu vaccination and all your medical supplies. Sandpoint Superdrug, your one-stop holiday shop.
Did you know that your risk of a shark attack is 1 in 11.5 million, but your risk of developing prediabetes is 1 in 3 adults? That 1 in 3 could be you, your favorite brother, or your other favorite brother. At Kiniksu Community Health, we know that life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. Prediabetes does. Don't sugarcoat the truth. No one is excused from prediabetes. Talk to your provider about your risk for diabetes or prediabetes today. Learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main. The Thanksgiving holiday is a reminder to give thanks for the good things, good people, and good food in your life. This year, make your Thanksgiving reservations at 113 Main. We will offer a traditional oven-roasted turkey dinner, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry, in addition to our regular menu. We're also thankful for the Bonner Community Food Bank, so please bring in 2 non-perishable food items and receive a free dessert. We're open from noon to 8 p.m. 113mainsandpoint.com.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, Carpet One, and Sandpoint Furniture, also known as the Pondere Design Center. And that's what I want to talk about today, who and what we are, and all that we can provide in the way of making your house a home, just like the radio jingle. Well, it's never been more true than today. I think the best way to explain all that is by example. So let's say you're a building contractor in the beginning stages of a new home or a full-scope remodel. You've got a time frame and a budget to keep in check. You've used us before, so you're confident you can send your clients to our design center. And they'll see lots of product and make lots of decisions. Maybe they'll start at the Carpet One showroom and pick out bathroom, kitchen, and floor tile, carpet, wood flooring, and even area rugs. Then they'll come on over next door to our Selkirk Glass and Cabinet showroom. They'll see offerings shown in doors, windows, cabinets, shower glass, and more. And now, they've saved enough money, they'll want to head back over to our Sandpoint Furniture showroom to take a closer look at all the beautiful displays there. So whether you're a builder or a homeowner, you owe it to yourself to come check us out at the Pondere Design Center. That's the only place you need to go.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. Thank you for being with us again. Our topic today is direct primary care medicine, specifically Cornerstone Direct Primary Care Clinic here in Sandpoint. We have two doctors from that group of doctors. We have Dr. Ray Rodriguez and we have Dr. Renata Moon with us. You know, Dr. Ray, I don't know what your specialty is.
It's family practice.
Family practice. Yes. And Dr. Renata is a pediatrician, and I thank you both for being with us. Let's dig in. Well, first of all, let's let people know where you're located. Where is Cornerstone DPC located?
Well, we are located at the Sandpoint Center, if you're familiar with that big building. It's a big brick building, but the address is 414 Church Street.
Suite. That's where the bank is. It Umpqua?
Right. Yeah, Umpqua Bank.
And Tango Cafe.
Yeah, it's not Tango anymore.
Oh, it isn't,
yeah,
Tango?
They changed the name, but it's still there.
I am the last to know that. I haven't been there for a while.
But we are right there in the first floor, too. So it's a nice setting.
Yeah, it is a beautiful setting, a beautiful building, lots of good parking. So it's where Tango used to be. All right, let's talk. I'm going to start with you again, Dr. Ray, on the issue of advocacy in thinking about our health professional, that they would be, or he or she would be, an advocate for me.
Right. So what we also in our desire to, you know, provide service that patients need is when we refer patients either to the hospital or to a specialist, we make sure that we communicate with the specialist or with the emergency room doctor, or when they're hospitalized, we make sure that they're getting kind of the care that they should be getting. So there's that communication that's going on. When we have to order certain studies, we make sure that, you know, they're getting, we explore which locations that have the best price for that particular imaging study. So that's also part of the, you know, advocating for our patients. So we make sure that there's that follow through with patients that are referred out. Make sure they're getting to the right place and there's adequate follow-up with that.
I like that. We're not just on our own, kind of like cold calling.
Right.
Renata, also a question. Help our audience understand what the financial advantages could be for them in a direct primary care setting.
Well, I think, you know, we're here to help. And so to help direct you to specialists that your child might need to see, to talk through things. And so sometimes people spend time going places where they really don't need to go, right? So, and that can get expensive. So our goal with pricing through our DPC is to keep the prices as cost effective as possible for your family. And Dr. Ray can give you some idea of the pricing. It's also on the website. But the goal is to keep these low. So we're not here to, you know, we're here to help you.
Right.
Yeah.
And that pricing can be like for individuals, for families, and plus there is a, it's kind of like, can I use the phrase, it's like having an attorney on retainer. You kind of, right. I've got a doctor on retainer. I pay a little bit every month, and I've got some access going on here. Is that pretty?
Yeah,
one way to
you
look
could put
at
it that way. But it is very affordable. It's, you know, it's a one-time enrollment fee, either for individual or for the whole family. Mm-hmm. And then every month there's a certain fee that they pay depending on the age of the patient. And that covers pretty much unlimited visits. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no copay.
Right.
And so they could visit us as much as they want or as little as they want.
Yeah.
But we're always available. And again, it's to keep the prices down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very, it does make a difference in the long run for our patients.
I think especially for younger families, mm-hmm. I think it would be very cost effective is what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Keeping it with you, Dr. Ray, you mentioned before kind of a spiritual aspect to meet all the needs of the patient. I think we need to clarify that for our audience so they understand what does that mean?
So, and what, the reason why, of course, we named it Cornerstone is because we do want Jesus Christ as the foundation of the clinic. It's a Christ-centered clinic. And a big part of our service to our patients, for those who would like, is the spiritual aspect. And we ask patients that want to be prayed over. We do offer prayer. There's spiritual guidance. I'm also an assistant pastor, so I'm able to provide that kind of spiritual guidance. But we also have another person who's also Pastor Randy, who makes himself available for those who need more extended biblical guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the patients love it because mm-hmm. many times some patients are so, they've lost maybe hope or there's doubt, there's fear because of what they're feeling. But ultimately, we want to remind them that there's hope in the Lord mm-hmm. and the Lord is the ultimate healer. So we entrust that to him. And he does lead and guide us as physicians in our decision making, but it's all through prayer. It's covered through prayer.
Yeah. And the part of that I love so much, as a believer, is that it's available. But for our listening audience to understand, it's kind of like the vaccines are, it's not forced on you. It's if you believe that, if you feel that way, because someone can come in and that would not be an aspect. They just like other parts of the healthcare,
right.
And they're not seeking, though we would hope they would seek spiritual guidance, but
certainly.
It's not required to be a Christian to
Correct.
Come in and
yeah,
be a
we,
part of Cornerstone.
Yeah, we have patients from all walks of faith or no faith.
Yes.
We welcome them.
Yes.
So we're not restrictive.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful that it's not restrictive, as you say, but it is definitely available.
Yes.
I remember going in for my cataract surgery, and I had, I don't know, three nurses, I think I remember, in the doctor, and they wanted to know if I wanted prayer. You know, could they pray over me? And I'm like, yeah, you know, definitely. Let's do this.
Patients are really amazed to it when I ask them, would you like me to pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what? They're just not used to that, that offering as far as prayer from traditional medicine.
Yeah, thank you. Taking it back to Dr. Renata Moon, pediatrician, you see from babies from birth to 18, can you give our audience an idea of some of the things that you want parents to know? Maybe let's just talk about babies because this is a big question. But something that you want parents to be aware of why this direct primary care can really work for them and their kids.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take it on a slightly different
tangent,
which is that, you know, I've practiced medicine in this region for the majority of my career. I trained at a top U.S. medical school. I'm double board certified in both hospital medicine as well as general pediatrics. And so I actually worked as a pediatric hospital physician at Sacred Heart in Spokane for, I think, about 15 years. I was one of the ones that started the program there and worked there for a long time, as well as working in the outpatient world. So I can there's pretty much nothing I haven't seen at this point in my career. And so I'm very experienced, and I can help you navigate the healthcare system. If your child needs to see a specialist, I know what the capabilities are of our specialists. I know where to send you, but there are many things that we can handle mm-hmm. without the need for a specialist. And so, I think to try to discuss every age group would be too much probably, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But just understand that we can have a conversation, and my goal is that you have the information that you need to provide for the health of your children. What I saw happening, especially in Washington State, very frankly, is horrifying. Parental rights are being stripped away. And, we can go into all sorts of examples, but I think we've all seen it. We've all been horrified by it. That's not what we want. We want you to be informed so you can make great decisions for your own children, for your own family, and I'm there to help.
Yeah. Well said. Thank you for that. It is really, it's very upsetting, and you use the word horrifying, and it's just, what I know as a patient, what you know as a doctor is very different. And so when I go into my doctor, and I love my doctor, but when I go in, I'm at a disadvantage because I don't know what you know to filter what that doctor is saying to me. So I just think what you offer and what you do at Cornerstone is really, really important from that aspect that you were just talking about, medical freedom, informed consent, and knowing what your rights are and what you can and what you can receive.
We want this to be very personalized. So, not the, every 5 minutes a new patient like many clinics have across our nation.
Yeah.
But we have the time to sit and talk with you. And if you have questions after you leave, then by all means, call us back. That's what we're there for.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Believe it or not, we are up against our last break. We're going to take that right now.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At The Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Doctors Ray Rodriguez and Renata Moon. They are two of the group of doctors and service providers at Cornerstone Direct Primary Care right here in Sandpoint, over in what I still call the Tango Building or the Umpqua Bank Building. It's right there on Church, and it's a beautiful setting and a wonderful place to get your health care taken care of. So, Dr. Ray, let's talk about, there are a couple of additional services that are at Cornerstone. Physical therapy is something that's been added. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and that's definitely been a blessing to be able to add that service. The physical therapist we have there, she's there once a week, and she's there to any patients who require that service. It's apart from the membership. Mm-hmm. For the session, it's like $80 per session, but she does quite a bit of treatment, physical therapy. She's also a massage therapist, so she could do both. And for patients that require that kind of treatment, what's on site, and patients love her.
Yes,
Ilka Young is our physical therapist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
oh,
she's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I know the reason that was mentioned in particular is because I know Ilka. And
yeah.
So, well, what a blessing that
sure
is.
Sure is.
I may have to. I don't need physical therapy right now, but you know I love my massages. So physical therapy available once a week with a very well-schooled and experienced therapist. What about, now you have something that I didn't know what it meant, physical medicine consult. What is that?
So it's Dr. Charlotte Smith. She just joined us in the last month, and that's another blessing that the Lord has provided for the clinic. So it's a physiatrist is the other name, but a physical medicine specialist basically specializes in musculoskeletal problems, whether it be chronic pain, whether it be post-stroke issues through the rehab or brain injuries to help with that rehab process. She's a very knowledgeable physical medicine specialist, and she's been all over the country. Also another, you know, she has a lot of good experience.
The background of your staff is really amazing.
Yes, and patients love it. So when we as a family practitioner, let's say I see a patient that just has a little more that probably needs a little more evaluation by a specialist, we have her there available for that. And she could work together with the physical therapist in conjunction mm-hmm. to have a plan of treatment. So that's
My questions are so non-medical. This is probably a lot of what your patients, I'm like a patient sitting here, kind of not understanding exactly what's going on. But when you talked about the physical medicine consults, I thought, well, you know, the muscular skeletal, is it kind of like a chiropractor? Is it in that area a little bit, or different?
It's different. I mean, because it's dealing with the musculoskeletal system, but
in terms of recovery from something,
right? Because she's an MD versus a chiropractor, you know, it's different training,
right?
And so she could see a patient with chronic low back pain with, you know, let's say sciatica, or chronic neck pain with radicular symptoms, or again, if patients have had serious neurologic deficits, she could evaluate that and kind of direct the care in that way.
Okay.
So yeah, again, it's a blessing to have her there on board.
And she, my goodness.
And the physical medicine specialist, when they our patients see her, it's not, there's, it's part of the membership. So it's not an added cost.
Okay.
Just the physical therapy services are.
Is extra if you
choose to.
If you choose to take advantage of that.
Right.
Well, let's tell our audience again. I know I mentioned it, but tell our audience again where you're located and how they can get in touch with you, how they find your website. So if we have people out there listening who may not think, well, I don't know if I want this or not, I need more information. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
So we're located, again, the address is 414 Church Street. It's in Sandpoint at the Tango, and there's the Tango building. It's in the first floor. It's suite 120. Our phone number is 208-277-9717. Website is www.cornerstone-dpc.org.
Okay. So Cornerstone, if you just Google Cornerstone Sandpoint,
should be Cornerstone DPC.
Clinic or DPC. It'll come up even if you don't have the DPC. It'll as long as you get Sandpoint in there, Cornerstone Sandpoint, look for medical, Cornerstone Medical. You know, Google knows where you are.
Yeah, but we do have, there is a Cornerstone Physical Therapy that they're not part of us.
Oh, okay.
That's why,
DPC. Direct Primary Care.
Right.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Well, one of the things I want to go back to, we only have like a minute. I think that people, I'm just feeling, they want to understand a little bit about the financial, how they can save money. Not so much what it costs per se, but how do they save money in doing this kind of, can you give us a summary of that?
I think it does save money in a way where instead of going to the urgent care or emergency room where it's easy with $300, $400, yes. $500, depending on where you're seen, but they could easily come to see us at no cost. I mean, there's no added cost when there's an urgent issue that needs to be dealt with. So in that way, it definitely they save a lot of money. And also, we do stress the preventative care aspect. So we're trying to keep patients from ending up in the hospital. So we're trying to promote healthy habits, make sure everything they're doing is to help prevent those major issues from occurring that require hospitalization.
Yeah.
And that's part of our goal too.
I am so glad that you mentioned that because I did have that on my list. For me, I'm a big believer in food choices. Yes, exercise, sleep, lots of water, but I just feel like, for me at least, what I eat is really important. So lifestyle, you deal with these lifestyle issues as a part of treatment and a part of maintenance, maintaining our health, right?
Right. That's very true. And that what we eat it really determines where we're at physically. And so we do promote healthy lifestyle, natural supplements we do talk about and promote as well. You know, so we're trying to keep patients from going on prescription medications. And I think that's a major part as well. Or getting people off of prescription medications, if it's possible.
If it's possible.
Right.
Sometimes it isn't, but...
Right.
Yeah, if it could be. And that's what's so wonderful because there's that exploration, mm-hmm. that consulting that you talked about earlier where time is taken to find out what is going on. I mean, maybe the person comes in and they are on prescription meds. And so it takes time to figure out what's going on with that patient, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to offer is the time allotted for each patient to really get to know the whole patient.
Yeah, so. Exactly. With the love and patience.
That's right.
And truth.
That's right.
Amen. All right. Well, I am just so grateful. That's the program for today. I want to say thank you again to our doctors, Ray Rodriguez and Dr. Renata Moon, for taking time to consult with us today. And for more information, you can check out Cornerstone Direct Primary Care, their website. They're right here in Sandpoint over on Church Street. I just call it the Tango Building, though it's not Tango now. What is the name of it now? I don't even know.
Good question.
Good question.
It just opened 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you again to both of you. I just so appreciate it. Thank you. You know, next week I am super jazzed to talk with Sergeant Justin Scotch with the Idaho State Police. You know, I got to go on a ride-along a couple of weeks ago with the ISP, and oh my goodness, most of you are doing great, but we do have a few naughty speedsters out there, so slow down, stay safe, and love each other out there. Leave early for your destination, especially with winter driving. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves, and may God richly bless you.
On air at KSPT Sandpoint.